Hello and welcome to this edition of Happenings at 2715. I'm your host, Kurt Gibson, and with me today is Tracy Henry. Tracy is an assistant executive director at the IHSA, and among her responsibilities is Tracy serves as our sanctioning coordinator. At the February Board of Directors meeting, the IHSA Board of Directors made a change to Policy 8, which involves sanctioning. So we wanted to take an opportunity to talk with Tracy a little bit about that change and what it means for the membership. So Tracy, welcome to Happenings.
Thanks, Kurt.
So it was an interesting board meeting. It's not often when policy change is enacted. So why don't you talk first for a minute about the current policy sanctioning, maybe describe what kind of events need even sanctioning, what does that mean kind of thing for our listeners?
Sure. Our schools are responsible for applying for sanctioning when there's an out-of-state team that would be coming, so an interstate event. And when it's an interstate event, it falls upon the host school's responsibility to apply for sanctioning. And our policy currently, Policy 8, mirrors that of what the entire country follows. So when there might be outside sponsorship and then there's two states competing, that would be a type of event that would need to follow sanctioning. Or if you have a number of states that are involved, or if you have more than 8 schools that are involved and it involves schools from outside the state of Illinois, that's when you need to apply for sanctioning, or even those rare opportunities where we see teams from foreign countries coming in and competing against our member schools. That's where we see the sanctioning policy applying. So those are the type of events that go through the process.
So then what was the, at the board meeting here in February, what was the change then that the board made?
The types of events that apply for sanctioning are really big exposure events, or what the trend has been most recently. And in these exposure events, we think that it's really important that there's only member schools from other state associations that are playing at these events, and that they're restricted to our high school teams. So we don't feel that it's necessary for 8th grade teams or non-member school teams to receive really kind of the exposure of that high school platform in these types of events. So no longer when you're applying for sanctioning will you receive approval by Illinois or the Federation if you have any non-member school team or an 8th grade or a junior high team competing in these types of events. So we're restricting it to only high schools that are approved by their state associations.
So it, without knowing all the events that run through your desk for this, are there a lot of events that this will apply to in Illinois?
You know, there's a handful of events that this will apply to. We usually have about 120 per season that apply for sanctioning. And out of those 120, I think there's probably 30 per season that would run an event that would showcase an exhibition game that we're trying to eliminate with the change in the policy.
Okay, and this would be in all sports?
This is in all sports. It does not apply to activities, but it is in all sports, correct.
It sounds like, though, the event, the more local event might be a big tournament during any one of our sports seasons where it's all Illinois schools, and maybe just because of a quirk in the scheduling, an open block of time, if the host wanted to do something that involved a couple of local junior high teams in that sport, there's nothing stopping them from doing that.
Correct. This change is only when it comes to Policy 8, so only for NFHS-sanctioned events. So those local events that are occurring at your school when it's only Illinois teams, no changes to the way you're currently conducting those, no issues with junior high teams potentially participating in an event like this. It only applies when it's an interstate event, so when you have high school teams coming from another state other than Illinois.
What if I guess on the off chance, what would happen if a school is hosting one of these events and that needs sanctioning, and then they were to put in one of these non-school groups to as a part of that? What kinds of penalties might they incur?
Well, first we'd work with that host school in removing that team from the competition list. So if we can get them removed and replace them with a high school team, that would be our first step in ensuring that we are running an event that meets our policy. The second step, you know, that's all up to our executive director to determine any sort of sanctions for that type of situation. But our first step would be to try to educate our member schools and make sure they're in compliance prior to getting to that point.
Could there be anything that happens from the Federation end for those event organizers?
Correct. Like, likely what the Federation would do is put that event on probation. So what that would mean is maybe you're not able to organize or run that event next year. Maybe it would be on probation with some additional oversight from our office or from the Federation. And additional fines can also be ensued as well.
Yeah, but it sounds like the plan is, as you mentioned just a second ago, to work with the event organizer to keep that from even happening.
Absolutely. That's always our first goal, is to work with our membership and try to educate them and get them in compliance with our policies and bylaws.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad we had this chance, Tracy, to talk today, update our listeners a little bit on that change, because it's one that it sounds like could have a little bit of impact within our overall membership, since it sounds like 30 approximate events per season this could surface.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. If you have questions, don't hesitate to give me a call here at the IHSA office or send me an email if you need further clarification.
Well, great. Well, thanks for your work on that. I know that's just, you know, one of the things that maybe the common fan or person who doesn't know what goes into all of our events would even realize this is something that needs to be addressed. So thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks again for joining us on this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to seeing and hearing you again over these same airwaves real soon.